feet so enormous that he could use them as a sunshade.
And then Rupert became the world junior hopscotch champion, but that's another story, said Cecily. I must go now. Mumble's mane needs brushing.
Can I help? Asked Ottoline excitedly. She loved brushing hair. Mr. Munro didn't.
Maybe some other time, said Cecily, walking off in the direction of the ornamental maze. By the way, your dog's coat needs brushing too.
She seems nice, said Ottoline, after Cecily had gone.
Mr. Munro didn't say anything.
Cecily had taken nearly all the crackers and hadn't left any for Mr. Munro. The next day, Ottoline met Cecily on the ornamental bridge. They played poo sticks with twigs that Mr. Munro had found especially. Cecily told Ottoline all about her great uncle Oscar, the misunderstood pirate.
And in the end, he had four parrots, two on each shoulder, but they were no help when his trousers caught fire. But that's another story, said Cecily. I must go now. I've got to take Mumbles to his show jumping class.
Can I watch? Asked Ottoline excitedly. Mr. Munro didn't have any classes. He was too shy.
Maybe some other time, said Cecily, walking off in the direction of the bonsai tree forest. Your dog.